We are learning now Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, and we are starting the last few words of Nun Beis Amud Aleph. It said in the Mishnah that the Kulam Eina Neitlim V'Shvach. The Mishnah already enumerated different things. They don't take V'Shvach, which means when the field gets better, and they don't take Beroyu, which means something that's not here yet, but it's going to come. And it says again, the Kulam Eina Neitlim V'Shvach V'Loi Beroyu K'V'Mukhsik. What's it coming to add on? Zok to Gemara on Tapa Amud Beis, Nun Beis Amud Beis. So the Gemara la asuye shvach de meila. Said if just the first part of the Mishnah, it says the Bechor doesn't take shvach, you would think that means a case where the father died and the estate got better through the work of the Yarshim. So we say on the part that got better, there's no pishnai, there's no double for the Bechor, because the Yarshim worked that themselves. But let's say it gets better by itself. Let's say it appreciates by itself. Maybe then he would get pishtayim. Zok the Mishnah, no, he does not get pishtayim. La suya shvachad meila. And what's the example of shvachad meila? Chafura v'hava shovli. The first was like brand, the tvua, then it turned into real tvua. Or shaluf, or chafura v'hava shovli, shalufufi v'hava tamri. Or it was very small figs, and then it turned into bigger figs. Then it turned into bigger dates, tomorrow dates. Start off with small dates and turn to bigger dates. That would be the case of something that gets better by itself. That's something that's better by itself. That if it was start off with small dates and bigger dates, and still, Dr. Mishnah, you don't get pishnayim, even though it happened by itself. And the Mishnah is after is loy roib kubamuchsik. What's that coming to teach us? What's coming to add on? La asuya nichse davi ava. Because we would think, if you said the Mishnah one thing, he doesn't take beroyu, we would think it means like this. Let's say the father who died had a brother who had children right now, and then later on he died without children. His children died. So who's the Irish? That brother, you know, the uncle. The kids. These kids get that Yerusha. So maybe you should get Pishnayim on that because it comes through the father. And the Mishnah says you don't get Pishnayim because that's only called Royu. That's not here. That's only like potential money. But maybe if the grandfather's still alive when the father dies, that's not potential money. That's Yerusha you're for sure getting. If it's still getting that Yerusha, so maybe that the Bechor would take Pishnayim with that. Kamash on the Mishnah, no, it's called Rayu, it's only called potential, and the Bechor does not take Pishnayim of that money that comes, the Yerusha from the grandfather. Even though it comes through the father, and we are Yerush, the Bechor is Yerush, the father gets double. But that's Rayu, only cash, you know, only cash on hand that the father has when he dies. That's what he gets pishnayim in. Anything gets better, it's called shvach, or anything that's royu, the bechor is not get pishnayim. Okay, we'll learn a new Mishnah now. This Mishnah is talking about dinim of yovel. We know that if you purchase a shtei achuza, a field that someone has in Eretz Yisrael, after when it comes yovel, you give it back. Even though you paid for it good money, you give it back by yovel. That's the halacha. So Zok the Mishnah, these things do not go back by yovel. El she'en chayzim by yovel. Habachayra. When someone got Pishnayim, got a field with Pishnayim, when it comes Yovel, it doesn't break up the Chalukah. Number two is the Yerush Ishtai. Someone is Yerush his wife has some property and he's Yerush it. But by Yovel, it doesn't go back to his wife's family, he gets to keep it. We learned before that someone who does Yibum to his brother, he gets a double Chalek in the Yerusha of the father, father, because he gets his brother's Chalek as well. So, that also, when you get that chelik, also doesn't go back by yovel. And the fourth thing is v'hamatana. If someone gives a matana to his friend, the stei achuza, it does not go back by yovel. That's what Remeir holds. The Chamayim argues on one case, hamatana kemechi. He says, if I give someone a gift, a stei achuza by yovel does go back. Rav Eliyahu Zaymer, kulam chayes by yovel. All the cases that are missed go back by yovel. Havachayra, Yerushas Ishtai, and Yibum and Matana, they all go back by Yovel. Rav Yechon Breka Emer, HaYerush Ishtai Yachzir L'Bnei Mishpacha. If someone's Yerush Ishtai, then it goes back to the Bnei Mishpacha. We're not going to let Mehem as Dami. You take off some money. And we'll see what that means exactly in the Gemara. But the Iker is the first three Shitas that we have, what goes back by Yovel. The first Shita holds, only thing goes back by Yovel is a sale. Everything else does not go back to Yevil. Chum hold that a matana is like a sayam. As it holds, everything does go back to Yevil. Now the Gemara is going to explain the machlekes. My time with Rameyer. What's pshat in Rameyer that says that the only thing that returns to the owner is only by a sale? My time with Rameyer. Because the Torah says mecha goes back be'evil. Matana Yerusha loy, and Matana Yerusha does not go back. Vahani, and these in the Mishnah either are in the category of Yerusha Yerusha, either the Yerusha, and therefore the pot because they don't go back because it's Yerusha, or the Matana Matana. And the Gemara explains now every all the cases which category it's in, either Yerusha or Matana. V'char, it says losses loy pishnayim, uses loshon losses. So you see Matana kari rachmana. The Torah calls it Matana, and that teaches us that just like Matana according to Rameyer does not go back to the owners, so Bechar also, which is called Matana, does not go back. By Yerush es Ishtoi, Yerushas Abal Deraisi, he holds, this man, the Rameyer holds, that Yerusha of the husband of the wife is Deraisa, like the Pasuk says, L'she'ira Yakara Velov, and we darshan, that is Yerusha of the wife. So Yerusha also doesn't go back to the owner on Yevil. Why that doesn't go back? Because Bechar Karachmana, just like Bechar, we just said, is like a Matana, because it's lost its loy. Same thing, Yibam also be like a Bechar, does not go back to Yevil. So the Gemara Vaite, the Chama Imri, Matana Kemecha. Chum say, no, Matana is like a Mecha. Chum say, Matana is like a sale. My Tamayo de Rabbanon. What's the Rabbanon? We just said, it says in Torah only Mecha, so how do you know anything else? So Rabbanon has a special Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, B'shnas ha'yeva azayis toshuvu ishal achuza. So it's extra. Toshuvu l'rabbis is the matana. That's from the Marba. Tell us that matana as well goes back to the owner. V'hani, I, the other, so why doesn't he argue also on Bechar and Yibum and Yerush is ishtoi? So it says, different than Ramei, it says all those three are Yerusha, in the category of Yerusha. V'hani kul Yerusha in why? Bechar amakra, los isloi pi shnayim. It says you give him double, and you make a hekesh. Just like the first chelik gets, that's for sure Yerusha, the second, the extra chelik is also a Yerusha. Ma'akesh chelik b'char l'chelik pashut. Ma'akhelik pashut is Yerusha. Av chelik ha'b'char is also Yerusha. Rabbi Eliyahu, and the rest of the Mishnah also. And Yerush Ishtar, he holds Yerush Ishtar is the right, so that's also Yerusha, it doesn't go back. And Yibam also is like b'char. And b'char, we just said, according to this Bad Yama, according to Chachamim, it's b'char is like Yerusha. So that's the two sheets, Rameyah and the Chachamim. Rameyah holds, only thing goes back is Mecher, Chachamim a Meisif Matana, but they agree with all three doesn't go back, because the three Rameyah, some of them are Yerusha, some of them are Matana, and according to Rabbanan, they're all Yerusha. What does Rabbi Elazar hold? We'll go back to Yevil. What's Pshat? So number one is, Savalak Rabbanan, Dama Toshuvu, the Rabbis, Es HaMatana. He holds, first of all, Matana has the same thing as Mecher. And he holds these three things enumerated in the Mishnah are all matanim. How do you call it matanim? Why? Bechar losses loy pishnayim. Matana karechmana. This is losses, losha matana. So just like a matana goes back b'yevil, bechar will also go back b'yevil. Vayerish is ishtoi. He holds Yerusha is about their abanon. Yerusha is about their abanon. And therefore it's like a matana. V'yabim is eishes achiv bechar karechmana. And Yibum of eishes achiv, the Torah calls it bechar, and therefore that will also be a matana. Like because when he holds bechar is matana. And therefore, they all go back. So, according to Rabbi Elazar, all four cases go back. B'yad. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yechon, Ha'achim Shecholku. Rav Asi Yechon says that brothers who split up the estate, the lakuches same, the lack lakuches, umachzirim zel azav yevil. When it comes to yevil, they put it back into the estate. Everything goes back because everything's bottled because it's a mecher, it's a sale, and everything goes back and they split it again. Moisi Rav Yishaya asked the question on Rav Asi, Rav Yechon. Ve'elush, it says in our Mishnah, Ve'elush ein choyzim v'yevil ha'v'chayra. One of the things in our Mishnah is v'chayra, which it does not go back. So what do you see? You know, Pasha, it's Yerusha. You see, it doesn't go back. See, it's, you know, it doesn't go back. Amalei Rav Elazar, ma'ein choyzrin, ein choyzim v'atala. What it means is, of course it goes back. You have to redo the splitting of the estate. But it means is that don't think now, 50 years later, he doesn't get pishnayim anymore. He gets pishnayim again. When they redo it, he gets pishnayim again. That's what it means. Ein choyz b'yevil, ein choyzim levatol. Maskel Rav Sheis, Rav Sheis asks, Mechlal, that means Rabbi Elazar holds that it is batal. Mechlal d'amma de choyzirin choyzim levatol means that he doesn't get pishnayim anymore. Is that true? Come on. He thought it can't be true. So Kar Rav Chama la Rav Sheis, Rav Sheis is the one who asks his kasha. So Rav Chama said on Rav Sheis, the pasuk in Kehelas, Toy v'chachma nachla. It's good to have chachma together with nachla. And in this context, it means, Nachla means a lot of brises. Rav Sheish was a big bucket in all the brises. But he says, sometimes it's good to know what the Amorayim say also, which is Chachma. It's Toyva Chachma im Nachla. He didn't hear. Hadichi also Rav and Rav Yechonon va'amri lo. Rav Elazar Amar Shem Rav Elazar ben Shemua that my choizim choizim v'atala. The Enchanami Rav Elazar taka holds choizim levatala. So it's not a kasha. He taka holds when it says choizim v'yevel means that he goes levatala and he does not get his pishnayim anymore. So look at the Marav Ayit. The Marav explains that at the end of the Mishnah. Rav Yechonon and Breika. Rav Yechonon and Breika. Eimer ha'yerish is ishta yachze levnei mishpachta. It says the yerish you have to give it back to the mishpacha. What's going on over here? Microsoft, Ikasav Yerusha Baal Deraisa Hamayachsav and Mishpacha. It's Yerusha, and everyone agrees that Yerusha does not go back to Yovel. Only Matana does. Ikasav Yerusha Baal Derabanan, and then it's like a Matana goes back. So Dom Mayavidataya, why are you taking off any money? What's going on here? So tomorrow I was holding them shot in the Mishnah. I'll tell you shot in the Mishnah. Loilam Kasav Yerusha Baal Deraisa. Really, Yerusha Baal Deraisa. It means this Baal got it fair and square. It's his, the Yerusha. That the Yerusha was going to the wife had in her possessions like the family base akvaros, and the husband was Yerush the family base akvaros. And we don't want now that the wife's mishpacha is not going to be able to bury there anymore. We want him to be able to bury there. So mishumgam mishpacha, we force him to give it back, to sell it back to the family. Take money and give it back. Someone sells his kever and his road to the kever, the place where they have mamadois, where it's part of sitting shiva, the mishpacha come and take it from the kech, pay for it, and bury there forcefully. Because it looks like if you don't let the family bury there, we're going to think something wrong with the family, we don't let them bury there. Therefore, we force them to give it back. So he gives it back against the money. What's the loss of Nakalem Damim? My Nakalem Damim. He doesn't get the full value for this thing. Why? Because the Maisa, he's chayiv to bury his own wife. And therefore, he has to pay for his own wife's kever. My Nakalem Menadomim, the May Kever Ishtoi, the money of the kever of his wife. Hadun Allah, Yesh Bechar. Those are finished. So we finished the Perek Yesh Bechar.